Christians in India are facing violent intimidation. A ministry mourns the murder of a justice partner in Honduras. And 20,000 are expected at Urbanus Missions Conference in St. Louis, Missouri. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Hindu militants are stepping up their campaign to terrorize Christians in India. Grand Rapids-based Mission India's Dave Straver says this was proven true yet again with a new church plant in Assam State.
The 24 members of this church were attacked in the middle of the night. About 70 Hindus raided their homes, beat them up, chased these families all out of the village, and they are now homeless and living dispersed in several other villages nearby with friends or relatives.
This attack happened right before Christmas. Stravers thinks that the militant Hindus are stepping up their aggression because of how people are responding to the gospel.
The Hindu militants themselves have been publishing some inflammatory material. One of the articles published by a political group called the RSS said, "Wake up, Hindus. If the present trends continue, our country will be majority Christian by the year 2050.
Next, Nepal has seen incredible political changes in the last year. The fairly peaceful changes are phenomenal, so says Bruce Johnson with Asian Access. Christians are encouraged by greater freedom to share their faith and increasing openness of others to hear the gospel. Yet, says Johnson,
churches in Nepal are actually equipping missionaries and pastors to go from Nepal into other parts of Asia and plant churches and extend the gospel to Nepalese that have moved to other countries across Asia.
That also highlights what God has been doing in that formerly closed country. Johnson says the church has grown and the gospel is moving forward.
Well, there's also openness to the gospel. It also means there's just more openness to other influences that aren't Christ-like. And so we're praying that the Lord would just use this time to, again, further strengthen the church.
Asian Access needs partners as they equip national pastors for ministry. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee says partners, staff in Honduras are still reeling following a murder earlier this month. The victim, Dionisio Diaz Garcia, worked as a lawyer defending human and labor rights. The agency he works with believes his justice work led to his shooting death. Other staff members of this legal organization have also since been threatened. WRC asks prayer for safety and continued strength of partnering staff. Elsewhere, more than 20,000 college students, pastors, and church leaders are gathered in St. Louis, Missouri this week for Urbana 06. It's one of North America's largest missions conferences aimed at helping recalibrate vision and getting people ready to go on the field. HCJB World Radio is one ministry looking to recruit, so says John Hurst.
We're really looking for people who have an understanding of media and healthcare, because see, our mission statement is power dynamic media and healthcare ministries to declare and demonstrate Jesus Christ. So we're looking for people who have a vision and a passion for media and healthcare.
Hurst says the students at Urbana represent a different kind of missionary with different skill sets.
We're looking for people in this new generation, this network generation that lives through technology, to come alongside and help us to find new ways to use those new technologies, new advances in healthcare, to equip and empower many people around the world.
MNN will be reporting the rest of this week from Urbana 06, bringing you the stories behind the Great Commission. And Wycliffe Associates reports that audio recordings of Luke's Gospel will soon be available in two dialects. These languages are spoken primarily in the Western Highlands province of Papua New Guinea. Currently, the recordings are being transferred into MegaVoice digital audio players, which are solar-powered and built to resist dirt and water. The recordings will be distributed early next year. Pray that as the people hear God's word, they'll respond to God's message of love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.